Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of The Inner Dialogue. Today's episode is something that's super important to talk about this topic, because this is something I wish I knew earlier. So, just for context, today I want to talk about what I knew about queer identities and issues and topics while growing up, and nothing at all. Okay, it's not that I didn't know. Well, I knew that gay and lesbian existed, but that's it. I didn't really know what the BT stood for. And then later I learned there's more. There's QIA, and I can't even remember what's beyond that, but okay, there are three A's there as well, for sure. So yeah, when I was growing up, I essentially knew nothing. Being not straight was something like, I don't know, it was, I would equate it to how student loans are treated here. It's something everyone tells you to beware of when you're young, and they make jokes about, but then when you grow up, it hits you in the face. Because it is a reality that you need to know about, that I needed to know about. Because the fact that I did not know about these things made me do things that were not very human. I don't know how else to put it. But I remember clearly in school, if we had any doubt that anyone was not straight, we would start making fun of that person, and any situation that was not very heteronormative, we would make fun of it. For anyone who doesn't know what heteronormative is, so heterosexual is being straight, homosexual is being gay or lesbian, and there are more terms which I will get into as the series progresses, but for this context, when I say cishet, it means someone who is straight and identifies with the gender they were born as. I will definitely get into gender in another episode, because that is a huge topic. So is sexuality, of course. So growing up, I did not know anything about sexuality. In fact, for me personally, I thought it was a choice. I thought being straight was a choice as well. So I remember I was in grade 9. When someone had a crush on me, and I was like, okay, they have a crush on me, I am going to have a crush on them. And I stuck with that person for the next 3 years. And telling my friends that I liked this person felt like, for me, was like saying, yes, I am straight. I thought I was declaring I'm straight. And I thought that's what it was. I just had to decide what my sexuality is and stick to that. And obviously, I chose being straight because that's I guess the easiest to live with. I grew up in India, and for those of you who don't understand what that means, it means that it was hard for anyone who was not straight. For me, I wasn't even aware of these things, but now that I look back, I'm like, wow. If any one of my friends is not straight, I don't think they'll ever be comfortable enough in telling me that they're not straight, because they haven't met me since I graduated high school. They don't know how much I understand now and how much I've seen. And I'm pretty sure my friends and I, we made the environment super unsafe for anyone who was not straight. And I'm not talking about gender here, mainly because sexuality was something we were aware of, but gender is just something we didn't even, like, I don't know, I recently learned about it, I would say, like, 3 years ago. But also for me, I also recently learned, I think it was like when I was 21, I learned that your sexuality is something that's inherent. And I can explain why that was the case. Because for me, I don't really have any sexuality. So I identify as asexual, which means I have never felt attracted to anyone. But I thought no one else did. I thought everyone just chose who they were attracted to. Like, it was something that they just had to, you know, pick from a catalog. I just didn't think that there must be some intrinsic reasons they pick a specific person from that catalog. Growing up, I wasn't even aware what my sexuality was, but I'm pretty sure people who are not asexual realized their sexuality way before I did. And for them, I just want to say I am sorry for who I was, because I understand if I had grown up somewhere else, I would not have made that space unsafe for all of you. But I didn't know any better. No one knew any better. I think for us, it was something that if we supported, we were the bad ones. So, like, even if I would have supported, or if I would have known that those identities are a part of life, I don't think I would have the courage to even say that I supported anyone who's not straight. And that's kind of scary, because I'm not in India anymore, but I know all my friends from high school are still there. And when I think about how much exposure they've had, I genuinely don't know, but I am pretty sure it's very little compared to what exposure I have had. And for some of my friends who have partners who are the same gender as them, they would never be able to share those nice moments like their weddings with their high school friends, because they haven't left the bubble where you're made to believe that this is something wrong. And I'm not saying that 100% of my friends would be in this bubble, but definitely people who are straight, I can see that they would not have had any motivation to step out of that bubble unless they knew someone who isn't straight. It's not something you can talk about, though. I don't think my parents can ever know that I'm not straight. Like, the idea of them knowing that I agree that there are more than one sexuality is in itself a major disappointment, I would say. I don't know if they would even believe that. And then if me saying that I identify as so-and-so, well, in my case, probably they'll just think I'm sick. By sick, I mean medically sick, not cool sick. I don't think they would be ready to have that conversation with me. And for me, it doesn't matter right now, but I know a few years down the line, the topic of getting married is going to start coming up. In fact, it already has. But for me, it's just like, it's easy for me to say, oh, I'm focusing on my career and blah, blah, blah. And my parents agree with that because they have put in all of their life's savings into making me study. So it's easy for them to accept that I'm not looking to get a partner anytime soon. I wish their parents, my parents, were more aware of these things. I don't know if they ever had the chance to. I want to say that they didn't, that's why they don't know. But I don't know what the society was like when they were growing up. So I don't know if they ever had the chance to learn more about these things and they just did not. I doubt they were. But for us, for my generation, we had access to media, so we definitely knew. Well, now that I think about it, we did watch TV shows, which were, I guess, American shows, which showed us gay characters and stuff. But I don't know what I thought of it. I think probably for me, it was just a Western thing, since anyway, I believed it was a choice. I can go into how I figured out sexuality is not a choice in another episode, but right now, all I want to say is, growing up, I had no knowledge. And I personally made spaces for my friends uncomfortable. I'm glad I have the knowledge now. And I'm glad I also found a community where I fit in. Because once I started realizing what things actually mean, I was like, whoa, I'm broken, gotta go fix myself, but thankfully I got saved. I wish I knew more, I wish I was taught better, and I'm glad I am more knowledgeable now about these things, but what makes me sad is that the people I grew up with, they have not had the same exposure as I have had. So they might not, they probably won't be as comfortable with my identity and many other identities. I feel like I just lost a part of my childhood because I can't open up to those friends who I grew up with. And I'm sure this is the same for everyone else. And that sucks. I wish I could do something to improve this back home. I wish I could, I don't know, go teach in schools. But here's the thing, right? Like, even for us, sex ed is not a thing. In India, talking about sex itself is not a thing. You don't have sex till you're married, and that's it. I'm pretty sure that's not the actual case, but that's what we are taught. You were supposed to be a good kid who studied really well, got a job, gave up that job to get married, had kids. Well, I'm talking about a female person here, but yeah, had kids and then worked on those kids. So my parents are definitely not like that. Like, they have improved a lot. They have accepted more things. They are more open to me working even after marriage. They are more open to me not getting an arranged marriage, but I don't think they'll ever be open to me not marrying. I'm pretty sure it's getting better because I, even from a distance, can see that these topics are being brought up. And I see some YouTube videos which are filmed on Indian campuses about such topic. Honestly, the ideal world, in my opinion, would be where you don't have to come out at any point. If you are gay, straight, bi, asexual, pansexual, if you are not the gender you were assigned as at birth, like, the ideal world would be where you just be you. You don't have to announce who you are again and again to different people, and you just accept it for being you. So I don't really know how to end this. This is a conversation that has to keep going on. There are definitely many queer activists in India who are coming up and are making things real, making it more obvious, and letting everyone know that they cannot keep covering our identities up. But at the same time, I feel like all these people are reaching the generation after my parents' generation. My parents still don't have any clue, and so do many other people's parents.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.